Quiet down, class. Quiet down. Mr. Preston, take your seat, please. Miss Davenport, the cell phone's turned off and put away. Honestly, people, my heavens. Thank you. Now, today's session will feature a very special guest. He comes to us all the way from St. Louis, Missouri. His name is Prince E. Some of you young people might already be familiar with him. Mr. E will be attempting a feat that has never yet been accomplished in the history of hip-hop. A lyrical look into the 3-pound organ between the ears and behind the eyes. The human brain. Now, without further ado, it is truly an honor to have him with us today. Please, give Mr. E a warm welcome.
It's a puzzle so subtle, I'ma take it apart. Hemispherically divested of its extraneous parts. See, encompassed inside of that cranial vault is the brain, the mainframe. And this expansion was due to the advancement of language and art. But before that, it was used to outsmart predators. Physically weak, yo, we had to be exceptional. We had to adapt, we had to make developments. Living on Mother Nature's doorstep in Africa, them savannas was absolutely enormous. The carnivore threat had a stress to them neurons, started to fire like a Corvette. And nature selected, and we evolved a more sophisticated cerebral cortex. This is the part for deep thought and consciousness. Them tiny little hominids finally got cognitive. We started living in groups, developing tools, cooperating and distributing food. It may not seem like much, but for our species, the way of life changed and our image improved. The occipital screw, the parietals and the temporal too. The frontal lobe damn near went through the roof. If you don't know what these are, let me explain them to you. Let me explain. This is the brain.
Wow, that was amazing. I told you guys he was good. How you talk so fast? That's astounding. Wait, oh, there's more. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yo. Now see, the parietal lobe is the spatial awareness center. It prevents you from bumping into things, maintaining the body's position, assessing the distance from objects, along with keeping a composite of your self-image. Now the occipital region is limited to vision, perception like a projector for a motion picture. It's simple, after you see an image, its characteristics are transmitted to this area for recognition. Now the temporal is something different, complex and extensive on both sides like peripherals, derived from its Latin name lobus tempus or lobus temporalis, meaning pod in the temple of the head, which makes perfect sense, cause this is the area you access when you're remembering a prayer. Yeah, your memory and the auditory senses. Language comprehension's also found in this dimension. Now the frontal lobe runs the show, comparatively the largest the frame, and no other part of the brain is coming close. The most evolved of all the faculties, its main objective is to act as chief executive of the factory, responsible for creative thinking, strategy, decision making, motor functions and personality. The Da Vinci in the cranial cavity, but it's the connections of the lobes as a whole that truly make the masterpiece. With this device, there's nothing too challenging, cause if it can be conceived, then it can be done. Look at our keystones, we went from primitive acting all the way to splitting the atom, the sequence in the genome, from harnessing fire by Homo erectus to the limitless energy systems of Nikola Tesla, to the Sumerians creating a wheel, the German inventor called Benz making a first true automobile. All that we need is the chance and the tools, and we can do anything that we set our minds to. It was flight, the one thing they said man couldn't do. To the Wright brothers came with the plans they drew. Of course, leave it up to man to go further and greater. Only 30 years later, we had a man on the moon. Examine the examples of proof of man's intelligence. The advancements made in medicine have been exceptional. We saved and extended many lives, cause human beings were only supposed to live to age 55. Naturally, but now we go past that. See, limitations have always been something that we laughed at. But don't brag, cause it's trouble next door. And our species has always held that double-edged sword. The more time that passed, we struggle to find our path. And every good accomplishment has a counterpart twice as bad. We lose touch living life so fast, and exhibit behavior that can be defined as a psychopath. As we advance, we lose the basics. We still divide people into races, and don't realize superiority by pigmentation is nothing more than a figment of all our imaginations. Look at the science of eugenics, one of the worst crimes to be committed. Systematically sterilizing people for half a century, throwing them in the ghettos and calling that survival of the fittest. How smart is the man that's blinded by conviction? We don't understand certain laws are intrinsic. Rationalize genocide away and defend it, and naturalize the objectification of women and their subservient position. See, the brain is a prison, home to many maldispositions from imperialism, colonialism, exploitation, McDonaldization, and hedonism. Pedophilia, greed, the need to pillage and coerce by religion to keep people submissive. The way we live is parasitic and intrusive, environmentally abusive, to the point that the only thing we really produce is pollution. It's been happening for so long, we don't see a solution. But there is one. If we act quickly, we don't have to be trapped by our past history. We can change it, rearrange it, cause the brain is endowed with a funny thing called plasticity, which means the brain is plastic, and we can mold it and shape it in whichever way that we imagine. We could build a utopian palace, or it could be the reason our entire species collapses. Look, it's up to us what our future holds. We gotta stop abusing our homes. Let's stop overruling that golden rule for the rule of gold. Let's take our minds out of cruise control, man. Let's stop snoozing. Let's stop feuding. See that we are brothers and let's make truces. See, it was written in our blueprint. You can't spell evolve without love, so stop being foolish. Let's take a lesson from our children and see the beauty that every human being is imbued with. And maybe one day in our future, we can replace the violence with violins and music. It's not too late, let's do this. Let's develop our minds. Let's not lose them, the brain.
Wow. What? That was... I'm speechless. You're a rapper. That was amazing. Guys, wow. Give it up, guys, for Mr. E. Huzzah! Huzzah for him. Thank you for coming in today. That was... What?